Good morning. It's good to be back, and it's good to be back in the sanctuary as well, isn't it? I'm sure. So, yeah, praise God. It's good to see you all. Welcome to this Sunday morning worship on this fourth Sunday in Lent. We're over halfway through this special season. And, of course, today is also Mothering Sunday, so a very special day in lots of ways. Today is an all-age service, so we're all together for this time of worship. And there is actually some activities down the front here for the children, the younger children later on, so they can make a card for their mums. That's the plan, a bit later in the service. But if you have a smaller child that doesn't need a break, then you and another person could go out to the children's church room out the back here, and they could be entertained out there if they need a break from this morning's service. Let's welcome our Zoomers, hopefully. Yeah, that's right, we've got some Zoomers already. Ah, we've got Hilly, we've got Teen, we've got Pat and Norman, and we've got, is that Caroline? Okay, right, well, welcome to Caroline as well. Okay, right, excellent. Right, we've got a number of people on Zoom, and Hilly. Yep, so welcome to you. Together we are Carey Baptist Church. It's good that they can join us on Zoom, isn't it? Let's remind ourselves while we're here. Let's read some scripture. This is Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to feel sympathy for our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So we approach God's throne with confidence this morning. So let's stand and sing our opening hymn, Father, I Place Into Your Hands. It's a wonderful kind of family hymn, this one, I think. It's a good, appropriate one for Mother's Day. Father, I Place Into Your Hands. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that today and every day we can come to you with confidence. We can approach you knowing your great love for us and for all humanity, all creation. So Lord, we do this now as we come together. We seek your face. We ask your help by Holy Spirit. And we pray that you would do a new thing among us, in our lives, in our communities, in our world. Lord, we present ourselves as we are to you, and all that we've been through, all that we will face in the coming days, we bring it to you. And on this Mother's Day, we thank you, Lord, for our mothers. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the many ways in which you've blessed us through them. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So now I have a short video. This is from the States, so apologies that it's so American, but it's not a bad thing. But yeah, this is a kind of a Mother's Day video to reflect upon this theme that we're thinking about today and celebrating today. Being a mum or being a parent. Right, well, I'm going to invite the children, the little ones, to come down. I think we've got one or two, Maze and Miles, and Lena as well, actually. So actually, if you want to come and... What we've got down here at the front on these tables is a piece of card and some Pritt sticks. So what you could do, you can actually complete the flower on the front of this card, okay? So you kind of draw a flower or whatever, and then... If you can write Happy Mother's Day, stick it on there. I mean, you can probably bring your mum and dad down here, mum's down here as well, to help out. So you stick it on the front, and then there's a Happy Mother's Day message to stick on the inside of the card, and there's some coloured pens as well for you to be busy with. So if you'd like to come down now and sit at the table, Beatrice, I don't know when you want to come down with Lena anyway, and. Siobhan, you might want to bring down Maze as well. So just the front table here we are, just sitting here. And so we've got sticky things to stick things with. You've got pens. You've also got a Happy Mother's Day picture as well. You could colour in as well if you want. So yeah, okay. So yeah, it'd be good to have somebody to kind of supervise a bit. So that's wonderful. Okay, thanks, Chris. Yeah. Oh, whoops. Must be a bit... And while we're doing that, I thought I'd read a poem. It's just entitled Mum, A Letter to My Mum, which I downloaded from the internet just yesterday, or the other day. To my wonderful mum, I have to say sorry for the teenage tantrums and all of the worry. For all the times I answered you back, sulked and protested, and veered off the track. Thanks for forgiving. Just one of your gifts. For listening here, the advice and the lifts, your unquestioning love, your caring devotion, the bags and support at times of commotion. Something? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I can't read this. You told me the truth, and you let me be me, and helped me to find who I wanted to be. You shaped me and gave me all that you had. Stayed by my side in good times and bad. So thank you for showing what parents should be. With all of my love, Mum, forever from me. Yep. Okay, right. So we're going to sing a couple of songs. Everyone needs compassion. So we think about the love our mums, our parents have given us. Everyone needs compassion. And then we're going to celebrate the goodness of God as well in a song that follows that one. Yeah. Andrew is going to come and lead us in our next song, Goodness of God. Goodness of God. Joined by Irina, of course. Yep. Wonderful.
In all my days, I beheld in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will see all the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will see all the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in my darkest night. You are close like no other. I know you are the Father. I know you are the friend. Oh, I have lived in the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. In all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Andre and Irina and Clifford and Aki. Thank you. Let's continue in worship as we take up our morning offering. Just to mention, this is an offering for the work of the church, so any visitors here this morning, please don't feel obliged to give to this offering. Thank you. Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great compassion towards us and all creation. Thank you that we are included in your good plans and purposes for all living things. You have included us in your global family. So we bring these gifts and others given in other ways and ask that your kingdom may come. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Kathleen is now going to give us our notices to us this morning. Thank you. Thanks, Kathleen.
Good morning, everybody. Gosh, when I arrived this morning, there's about four people here. Look at us now, a lot. There's some very serious artwork going on here. Some lucky mothers going to get some cards. Right, I'm just going to give you some important dates. This coming Tuesday, the 12th of March, is the Deacons meeting at 8 o'clock, and that will be here in the lounge. Then, jumping forward a bit to, let me see, I'll do this first. Wednesday, the 27th of March, that will be the church meeting with the AGM Part 2. That will be in the Memorial Hall and also on Zoom. But the Sunday before that, that is Sunday, the 24th of March, there is going to be an extraordinary church meeting in the hall, and that will be to discuss the proposal for the future funding of Carey's Children, Youth and Family Worker. So that's rather important. That's Sunday the, 24th of March, right after the service. So there'll be some refreshments. It's not going to be too long. We're reckoning it should finish by one-ish, I think.
Yeah, before one, hopefully, but yeah.
It's important that we be there. Right, deacons, meetings. And the other good news is that the Hymn Cafe restarts on Tuesday, the 19th of March. Everything, all the dates and reminders are on the newsletter. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Kathleen. Has anyone had a birthday recently or going to have a birthday very soon? I know Tim's got a birthday next Sunday. We can sing you happy birthday next Sunday, Tim, if you're here next Sunday. But anybody else got a birthday we can... Oh, yep, Judy. On the 14th. Hang on, that's not long. That's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, so we're also singing happy birthday for Thursday, definitely, yes. Anybody else? No? Okay, we're going to sing happy... Oh, yeah, we'll sing you happy birthday next Sunday, okay, Tim? Is that all right? If you're here next Sunday, we'll sing happy birthday then, all right? That's one way of making sure you come next Sunday, all right? Okay, yeah, bring your girlfriend. That'd be great. Yeah, wonderful. Right, here you go. So I'm just going to bring the promise box around for Judy to pick out a promise for us. Yeah, and then we're going to sing happy birthday to Judy. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Judy. Happy birthday to you. We're glad God made you. We're glad God made you. We're so glad God made you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, round of applause.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Amen.
Matthew 24:35.
Right, yeah, wonderful. Thanks, Judy. Yep. Happy birthday for Thursday. Yeah, wonderful. Okay. <Cheers. Well. laughs> So now, Jemian's going to bring us our reading for today. It's taken from Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 3, a few verses.
Church. The first reading comes from Mark chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, and then later on, verses 31 to 35. 20. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, but they said, "He is out of his mind." And then 31. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, Your mother and your brothers were outside looking for you. Who are my mother and my brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and my sister and my mother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jim. Let's sing another song. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's stand and sing. My talk for this morning is entitled Mummy Knows Best. Mummy Knows Best with a question mark in brackets as well. This is something I found myself saying to the toddlers group at times at the toddlers group, Mummy Knows Best. or sometimes even to our five-month-old grandson. Yes, Luca is 5 months old today, this very day, and no doubt his mummy, my daughter, will be taking another photo of him today with some sign of his on his tummy showing his age. 5 months old today, yeah. Mummy knows best. Usually this is indeed the case, but not always. As our story today from Mothering Sunday shows us, our story takes us back to the early days of Jesus' ministry, when he was suddenly catapulted to the status of local hero and potentially national hero. It's interesting to see the different ways in which Jesus tackled becoming a celebrity of Galilee. Having begun to gain a reputation as a miracle worker and a cracking storyteller, larger and larger crowds begin to follow Jesus from place to place. He and his disciples enter a house one day, and suddenly the place is besieged by a huge crowd. So rammed is the house and its surroundings, so demanding is the crowd, that Jesus and his disciples don't even get a chance to eat. They don't get a break to have something to eat. And so it looks as if Jesus' mission is about to be overwhelmed, not long after it had started, a victim of its own success. And there's more. Not only are there too many needy people there, but two other headstrong groups of people arrive on the scene right at that moment. There is Jesus' family, which possibly includes friends and associates as well, of the family too, but clearly it does include Mary, Jesus' mum, and his brothers. And they'd heard that things seemed to be getting out of hand with what was going on with Jesus. And his mum was worried, understandably, about him not eating. So she and the others had arranged a family intervention. Some in the group were even worried that Jesus might have become a bit unhinged by all this attention. They wanted to take charge of him, as Mark puts it here. Taking charge of Jesus. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. A third group was also there, teachers of the law from Jerusalem. And they have a less positive agenda. They start saying not that Jesus might be mad, but that he must be bad. They try to portray him as the baddest of the bad guys, a popular bogeyman, Beelzebub, at the time. Their twisted logic is that the only way Jesus could drive out demons is because he's the most powerful of evil beings. Their intention is to lock up Jesus and to throw away the key. Wow. So if you kind of see those, all that combination together, it's quite an amazing combination. It's like the human equivalent of the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Three groups of people, each wanting different things. There's an awful lot going on here, a lot of commotion and not a lot of common sense. It's a perfect storm. The crowding in of a mountain of human need, combined with the family's concern for Jesus himself, and on top of all this, people in authority trying to make trouble and to play on people's fears. Now, each of these three parts of the picture are probably all familiar to us in different ways. We all know the understandable demands of family and friends in need. That's especially apparent these days. We also know what it's like for people in authority to play on people's fears. Our political leaders of all persuasions should know better. In this election year, for our country and the US, we need to hear more of the politics of hope and less of the politics of fear. Amen? Amen? Now, here's something from my own experience, reflecting upon this. At times, my parents, out of concern for me, did try to dissuade me from going into Baptist ministry. They may have been thinking of me doing something more rewarding, more high profile, more lucrative, I don't know. But I did understand their concerns, or some of them. And after all, there have been times when I myself have wondered whether it might have been better that they had persuaded me to do something else. But what we come back to, and what Jesus brings the crowd back to that day and us today, is this simple question. But what does God say? What does God want? I believe God continues to show us a new way forward through all the surrounding chaos. God in Christ shows us a way of hope in all the confusion of our days. To the same crowd who are almost holding him hostage, Jesus says simply, "Here are my mother, brothers, and sisters." What an incredible turnaround this is. It seems that these few words are enough to quieten and satisfy most of those in the crowds. He affirms those who are wanting to hear what he says. Yes, Jesus first challenges the teachers of the law, and he also delivers an implied rebuke to his own mother and family. But the story ends with a simple and profound affirmation. He says effectively, "I feel right at home here. Here is my family. Anyone who does God's will is a close relation to me." This is the good news this morning. We are the brothers and sisters of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, there are forces at work in this world which are seeking to bring division and merciless hatred between different groups of people. There are forces at work today which are trying to split churches as well. There's nothing new in any of this. It's old news, the same old bad news. But Jesus brings good news. Good news that will prevail. Love and peace, good news that we are essentially all one under God. Jesus gives us a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So happens that's the inscription on my mum's grave. All who follow Jesus are one family. God wants us and all creation to be one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. We're going to sing now, Over All the Earth, before we have a look at some of the Mother's Day cards that are being produced down here, and then we're going to have a time of prayer together. But first of all, we're going to sing Over All the Earth. So I'm just going to have a quick look at what we've been producing down here. Looks a very, very colourful. Oh, this is Miles, I think. Here we are, look at it. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, been working hard at that. Look at that. Hey, well done, Miles. Brilliant. Good stuff. And Chris has got something as well. Here, look. There we are. And I'm not going to show the cards just yet because they're going to be a surprise for Mum. So, but we've got some a lot of work being going on down here. Well done, you four. So, excellent. Good stuff. I'm sure, hang on, there we are. There's Afriés. There we are. Happy Mother's Day. There we are. Thank you. Well done. Well done, Afriés. That's lovely. Brilliant. Okay. And we've got one more. One more, actually. Lena's got to show hers as well. Sorry, I hadn't realized you got one of these as well, Lena. Brilliant. Look at that. Hey. Well done. Excellent. Brilliant. There we go. So, we're gonna pray together now. That's the plan. I'm using these prayers, partly drawn from this book, Wild Lent, Discovering God Through Creation. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the middle of our Lent journey, give us the courage to look at what we're holding and to place those things that are pulling us down and to holding us back into your loving arms, so that we're ready to step out and follow where you will lead, unencumbered and free. Lord Jesus, following your path doesn't always feel obvious or clear. Help me to trust that you will uncover the path before me. Trust your way will lead me into beauty, and help me see that beauty around me. Holy Spirit, at times when I feel overwhelmed with the mass of humanity and human need, remind me that you call me as myself to follow you in my own unique way. Heavenly Father, on this Mothering Sunday, we give you thanks for our mothers, both our biological mothers and those who have cared for us like mothers. Lord Jesus, we think of your mother Mary and all that she went through. And remember those whose memories of their mothers cause them pain. Those adopted or orphaned from birth. Those who had difficult relationships with their mothers. Those who grieve for mums who have died. Holy Spirit, help us to learn from our earthly mothers and fathers. And we pray that you would shape us more into the image of God, full of compassion and mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we're going to sing one of our hymns that we often sing at all age services, because the words are just so appropriate. It's Made in God's Image. We're going to stand and sing this hymn, which is to a very familiar tune. Just before I give the blessing, just to say, I'd like to invite you all to come and join us for coffee afterwards in the upstairs hall. So do feel free to go through that door and keep going. And you'll even find a table tennis table at the top there as well. So, you know, who knows what will happen. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in the Lord, so that you may overflow with hope. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.